more on black holes. It may turn out we have found the missing material in the universe. Scientists have claimed what we see is not enough to match their calculations. Recently, a research paper was published in the Astronomical Journal which proposes there are tens of thousands of planets trapped in black hole orbits. The question is, could planets orbit black holes instead of orbiting stars? Now it is being said supermassive black holes such as the one at the center of our own universe may have tens of thousands of planets circling it. This would change the whole idea about what the structure of the universe looks like. All this time we may have only have had a partial picture, and it also means this may not be the end to the discovery. We know black holes contain very powerful gravity, so how would it be possible for these planets not to be drawn into the black hole and destroyed? First of all, we are assuming that being drawn in would lead to their destruction, and there is a very good chance this could be correct. We don't know this for sure. Perhaps there is some point just inside the black hole where gravity could be normal or less than normal. Japanese astronomers are the ones who have calculated how this might be possible and have come up with a very logical idea, which is they orbit the black hole from very far away. If planets can orbit a black hole from far away, could complete solar systems also be doing this? So far, all of this is a theory, but the Japanese believe the mathematics support the idea planets could be orbiting black holes. One has to wonder, if a planet is orbiting a black hole, what that would be like. It seems to me it would be extremely cold and dark. Astronomers believe planets are formed from dust and a planetary disk is created around a young star. They have found out it's not only stars that have planetary disks around them, but so do supermassive black holes. The distance the planet could be from the black hole could be as much as 10 light years, and yet it would still be orbiting the black hole at this distance. Calculations have also shown that these planets could be far bigger than the planet Earth. When you look at a black hole and it is of the supermassive type, there is large amounts of matter swirling around them, which creates a disk as hard as it may be to believe. The amount of material can be more than 100,000 times the mass of our Sun. Can you imagine if part of this mass formed into a planetary object? Just imagine the size it might be. Scientists have come to the conclusion a planet could form from this material in just several hundred million years, which is fast on a universal scale. It is supposed there could be billions of black holes just in the Milky Way along which we have not detected. They are hard to detect, and if they are in areas with nothing around them, one might say they are almost impossible to see. Black holes usually lead solitary lives, especially if they are the type that have gobbled up everything in the area already. It is believed the nearest black hole from our planet is about 3,000 light years away. It is certainly far enough away we have nothing to worry about, but there may be closer ones we don't know about yet. I have always been interested in what may be inside of a black hole. It could turn out to be something completely different than what we suspect. Many scientists believe if something travels into a black hole, eventually it will come out of a white hole at the other end. Some even say the white hole may be in another dimension. It is certainly hard for us as humans to get our minds wrapped around this, because it is hard to imagine what other dimensions would be like. Our brains don't seem to be capable of imagining their properties. Some scientists think a black hole might be a shortcut in space, such as the imagined wormhole. It is hard to imagine because anything trying to enter it would probably be torn apart before it got into the black hole. The question is, what would things be like after the object pasted the event horizon of swirling matter? Would it be destroyed and sucked in? There could be a relationship with black holes and time. We know Einstein has said the more massive a body, the more it bends space and time. So if this is true, and it seems to be, what is happening to time and space around the black hole, which probably has more gravity than anything we have ever discovered in space? Maybe someday we could harness this property and use it to get into the black hole to see what exists in there. In some way we might be able to phase in and out of time, thus eliminating the effect of gravity on our ship. Since the discovery of black holes, we have been told nothing can escape the gravitational pull, not even light, and yet there is at least one instance where light has been seen coming out of a black hole. This has never been explained sufficiently. could it indicate the fact there could be something more powerful than a black hole which was either sucked into it or exists inside of it? We think of black holes as sort of the monsters of the universe, things which are so terrifying we don't dare get near them because they will destroy us. Maybe they have other properties we don't know about, and maybe they could be useful in some ways we haven't even thought of. Many of us have seen the classification of civilizations, but I'm sure some of you haven't it, so let me run over it. It is speculated there are three types of civilizations. Type 1, a civilization known as a planetary civilization and is able to store all of its available energy on its planet. We have not reached this stage yet. Type 2, a civilization also known as a stellar civilization. It can use energy and control energy at the scale of its solar system. Type 3, a civilization called a galactic civilization which can control all the energy in its entire galaxy. There have been other proposals for even more advanced civilizations. Can you imagine a civilization so powerful that it hides inside of a black hole for protection? This may be the ultimate civilization in the universe.